USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Trump administration is implementing a new policy that would allow the indefinite detention of migrant families. ACLU attorney Mutha Growal.
We can expect to see this in court before it goes into effect.
The rule would replace a decades-old court agreement that says migrant children must be released after 20 days. Under the new plan, migrant families would stay together but would be held indefinitely while judges consider their asylum requests. So far this year, 470,000 families have been apprehended at the border. President Trump is pushing back on claims that he's flip-flopping on new gun safety measures. He says he still has an appetite for background checks for gun buyers.
We have a lot of background checks right now. Gun owners can tell you that, others can tell you that. But there are certain weaknesses. We want to fix the weaknesses.
This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in, and like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So, yes, it's different, and there's more than 400,000 people now know when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
The Federal Agriculture Department has a new warning. USA's Chris Barnes explains.
Many Americans routinely rinse their raw chicken before cooking it, but a new Department of Agriculture report says doing that to remove the slimy film on the chicken could make more trouble than it's worth because it could splatter bacteria onto other surfaces and other food. Here's USDA Undersecretary for Food Safety, Dr. Mindy Bashir.
How many times are you peeling a vegetable, you drop it in the sink, and you just pick it up and go on, and so at that point you've cross-contaminated your vegetables.
The CDC says about 48 million Americans catch some sort of foodborne illness every year.
With the U.S. currently holding thousands of Islamic State fighters, President Trump issued a warning to Europe to take them back.
If Europe doesn't take them, I'll have no choice but to release them into the countries from which they came, which is Germany and France and other places.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
An ex-VA doctor is fired for being drunk on the job. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
A former VA doctor is now facing manslaughter charges. U.S. Attorney for the Western District of Arkansas, Dak Keyes, says Dr. Robert Morris Levy was often high while on duty.
The 2N2B that he used was, again, a substance, not a drug, a substance, allowed him to receive the feeling of intoxication, but it would not show up on any type of urinalysis test.
A federal grand jury indicted Levy on numerous charges on Tuesday.
What does a famous supermodel and a short-lived White House spokesperson have in common? USA Radio's Chris Barnes has the answer.
Christie Brinkley and Sean Spicer will be among those testing out their dancing skills as part of the new cast of ABC's Dancing with the Stars. The 12 new contestants for season 28 revealed on Good Morning America. Others among those 12 include Bachelorette Hannah Brown, Dawson's Creek star James Vanderbeek, former Baltimore Raven Ray Lewis, Fifth Harmony singer Allie Brooke, former NBA player Lamar Odom, and the Supremes singer Mary Wilson. The new season premieres on September 16th on ABC. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.